Ephesians 1, verse 3 to 14. Praise be to the Lord, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In Christ, God has given us every spiritual blessing in heaven. In Christ, He chose us before the world was made in His love. He chose us to be His holy people, people without blame before Him and before the world was made. God decided to make us His own children through Jesus Christ. That was what He wanted and what pleased Him.
This brings praise to God because of His wonderful grace. God gave that grace to us freely in Christ, the one He loves. In Christ we are set free by the blood of His death, and so we have forgiveness of sin because of God's rich grace. God gave us the grace fully and freely. God with full wisdom and understanding.
Let us know His secret purpose. This was what God wanted, and He planned to do it with Christ. His goal was to carry out His plan when the right time came. He planned that all things in heaven and on earth would be joined together in Christ as the head. In Christ, we were chosen to be God's people. God had already chosen us to be His people because that is what He wanted. And God is the one who makes everything agree with what He decides and wants.
We are the first people who hoped in Christ, and we were chosen so that we would bring praise to God's glory. So it is with you. You heard the true teaching, the good news about your salvation. When you heard it, you believed in Christ. And in Christ, God put this special mark on you by giving you the Holy Spirit that He had promised. The Holy Spirit is the guarantee that we will get what God promised for His people. This will bring full freedom to the people who belong to God, to bring praise to God's glory. Amen.
Thank you. Shall we pray together? Heavenly Father, we just thank you that we can open your word and read it together. Lord, thank you that it has truth. It has life in it. And Lord, I just pray that you give us ears to hear this morning what you're wanting to say to us. Lord, I just pray that you will help each one of us this morning. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Well, morning, everybody. Hi, it's great to see you. Great to see so many in the church here this morning. And we're family. And we all come from individual families, and we're a church family together, whether we're here or whether we're elsewhere looking in. And God is with us wherever we are. Now, I must admit, I'm a substitute today. Okay, so I don't know, Dave McConnell was going to be speaking this morning, but unfortunately Nathan, so our love goes out to the McConnell family. Nathan had COVID, and they're all self-isolating, so we hope that they are doing well. I saw a post on Facebook that they're doing very well, but so I'm a substitute, and Dave said it's a bit like Gaza coming on for Rob Lee. Now, if you understand that, it's not true, okay? Now, we have a quiz. Okay, so younger ones, you're against the adults in this quiz, all right? So, Simon, I wonder if we could bring up, can you work out who is missing from the following families? Dave set this up. There's one question that's impossible, okay, unless you're a real fan of a program, all right? But this one should be fairly easy, okay? Can we see who's missing from this family? The green one. Okay, does anybody, any child know the green one's name? There was an adult shouted that out. Who is it? Who do you think it is? Shout out. Dipsy? Let's see. It is Dipsy. Well done. Fans of the Teletubbies, no less. Okay, let's have a look at the next one. Okay, who's missing? Who's missing from this family? It's a bit small, but testing your eyesight. Who was that? Louis? Is Louis missing? Did you agree with that? Okay, let's have a look. It is Prince Louis. He's not very impressed there, is he? Obviously, not seeing something you like. Okay, next one. Well done, fool, you got that one right. Okay, who's missing from this family? Alex? Maggie? Anyone disagree? Josh, I think Josh agrees at the back there. Anybody else? Everyone's saying Maggie very confidently. Let's see. It is Maggie. Okay. Right. If you're my age, you might have a good clue on this one. But okay, next one, please, Simon. Who's missing from this family? Can you see which family it might be? It is the Walton family, yes. Who's missing then? There's a lot of murmuring going on. Anybody want to hazard a guess? Ellen? Ellen's not the right answer. I have no idea if this is right or not, because I don't watch the old Waltons, so I've never watched them. But apparently it's Erin. Did anyone get that? Well done, Dave. You foxed everybody there. Okay, and one last one. Okay. Right. This is the starting lineup of the England men's football team for the Euro 2020 final, okay? Who is missing? If you can see it, well done. We have one answer, Harry Kane. That is right, but there's another person missing. Not starting.
The mascot,
no. Anybody? Somebody up over here. No. Calvin Phillips, well done. Who's he play for? Leeds still, is it? Or was he I don't know. Well done. Harry Kane, Calvin Phillips. You know what? The reason why we showed that was because Gareth Southgate referred to the England team, the England squad, as being like a family. And I was just wondering, children, grown-ups, when we look at the England football team as a family, do you think that you could be part of that family? Can you think of any reasons why you couldn't be in the England football team family? Have a quick chat to the person. So what are the reasons why you couldn't be in the England men's football team? And at home, perhaps you might want to put them in the chat, some of the answers that you might have. Why can't we be included in the men's football team? Okay. Anybody, put your hand up if you want to offer a reason why you can't be in the England men's football team. Anybody? Right at the back there. Because you're a girl. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yes. You're not a grown up. Yes. You play for Germany. Yeah, that's fine. You're not eligible. Yes. You can't play football. Well, that might not have kept any of the... No, okay. Yes? Neil, have you got one?
Lack of talent.
Jonah? You're too small, and you wouldn't want to either. Anybody else at the back? Too old. Okay. Alex? Too good. Yes. You can score penalties. Okay. We might have to test that one out. Well, here's some answers. Here's some reasons why. Too old, not good enough. Too young, too short. Not a male, too slow. Not clever. Not athletic. There are many reasons why, isn't there? But you know what? To get into God's family, there are no barriers. There is no reason why we can't be part of God's family. None of those count. Wherever you're from in the world, it doesn't matter. We can all become part of God's family. You know, Olivia and Elise, they were born into the Golding family. They were born physically into that family. But we can't be born into God's family. The reading that we had said we're chosen, we're adopted. And so we have to move into God's family. But there is no reason why we can't. Now, children, this is going to be for you. If you're ever adopted into a family, or you're born into a family, what should you expect of your parents? Okay. So, or grown-ups, what should we be expected to do as a parent? Now, Jonah's got his hand up. I don't know whether I should ask him, really. But have a good chat. Have a good chat and say, what do we expect of parents? Adopted parents or natural parents? What do we expect them to do for us as children? Okay, have a good think. Again, if you're watching, put something in the chat if you want to, some ideas you might have. Right, let's go for the children first. I'll leave Jonah for a little bit. Any children, have you got any ideas what you think your parents, you should expect from parents? Anybody? They've all gone very quiet. They don't want to... Josh. Can you... Watching Star Wars, they should get you into Star Wars. Yeah, they should share their interest with you, shouldn't they, Jonah?
I think if I've got like new parents, they would be really kind to you, but you would be like, I don't care.
Okay, so you expect them to provide care for you, keep you safe. Excellent. Anybody else? Any grown-ups?
Yeah.
Love. Yes, that's a really important one, isn't it? Yes. Kindness, yes. Alex? Fairness, yeah, to treat you fairly, yes. Yep. Food, yes. Food and drink, provide stuff like that. Yep. Boundaries, yes. None of the children came up with that one, did they? Let's see what we've got here. Care, shelter, warmth, food, drink, love, advice, help with money, advice, and all that sort of thing. Yes. Jonah, you got another one, have you? What was that? Rules, yeah. So like the boundaries, weren't they? Yeah, they a safe place, a framework where we can grow up and learn how to live. So, does God, our Father, do all this for us? In the Bible reading that we had earlier on, He does. He provides for us, doesn't He? God, our Father, He does all those things. He cares, He provides shelter, warmth, He provides things for us, and He definitely, most of all, loves us. But what... It's not always one way, though, is it? In a family, it's not just the parents who things are expected of, but what is expected of children? Children, are you going to... Give any answers for this one? All right, Jethro. Ungratefulness. Or gratefulness. I think it's that. I must have misheard you, I think, there. Gratefulness, yes. But what does God expect from us as children of God? I've got this verse, and it says this. You are God's children whom He loves. So try to be like Him. Live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself for us as a sweet-smelling offering and sacrifice to God. When we are in God's family, there's something expected of us as children of God. We are to be, another verse, a translation says, be imitators. We're supposed to copy what Jesus has done. And you know what? Also in the verses that we read earlier on, that's tough, isn't it? It's tough to copy who Jesus is and what he's done as a child of God. But we've been given somebody to help us, and that is the Holy Spirit, who prompts us and helps us to become more like Jesus. You know, there are two sorts of people here today. There are those people who can call themselves children of God and who are called to be imitators and copiers of Jesus and live their lives as Jesus wants them to. But there are people who aren't yet a child of God. You know, God made everything perfectly, and man has messed it all up. But God sent Jesus to make it right. In that verse there, it points to that. And in the long verses that the McKendwires read to us, it points to that as well. Jesus came so that we could be his brothers and sisters. He came to sort the mess out. He took the punishment that we should have had for all those things that we haven't done that we should have, and the things we've done that we shouldn't have. And he came back to life after he died on the cross in our place for the punishment that we should have had. You know, if we say sorry and trust and obey Jesus, then we are adopted into God's family. All the hard work's been done for us. And you know what? The legal interpretation of adoption is, an adoption is when an adult legally assumes the role of a parent for a child. Once we enter God's family, we legally belong to him. Nobody can take that away. So if you're a child of God here today, you can be confident that nothing can separate you from God's love and God being your father. He cannot break his own law. And whatever we think a human parent will provide, God will provide much, much more for us. So I leave you with a question. Are you a child of God? Or are you seeking to become part of God's family? Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you that we know that you are a perfect father, Lord, one who loves to bring us into your family. Lord, for those of us who love you, those of us who are trusting you, Lord, I thank you for that confidence that only you can bring. Lord, thank you for the Spirit that has sealed our adoption. Thank you, Lord, that we are heirs and co-heirs with Jesus. Thank you that we can have confidence that death isn't the end, and that we will be with you in heaven forever and ever if we trust and are following you and are part of your family. Lord, and I just pray for those who are seeking you, even in this room this morning. Lord, I just pray that they will see you for the good father that you are. Lord, I just pray that they will know one day what it is to be part of your family. Lord, thank you that we're a church family together. But Lord, I thank you that it's a wonderful thing to be a part of God's family. Thank you for being with us this morning, Lord, and just pray that you continue to be with us as we continue to worship and to respond to you. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.